Welcome to Cheers to Homeownership.
Cheers, guys.
I'm your host, Amy Trim. I'm a loan officer in Washington State.
And I'm your co-host, Kathleen Facey. I'm a real estate agent here in Washington State as well.
This podcast covers everything in regards to real estate. So we're going to dive in and address the current real estate elephant in the room.
Duh, duh, duh.
Who pays the buyer's agent commission? And what's going on with these changes in regards to a lawsuit?
That's right. Today, we're tackling a subject that's been making the headlines in the real estate world. The recent lawsuits regarding who's paying the buyer's agent commission. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's pour ourselves a virtual drink and set the mood for some happy hour chat time, and we can talk about what's going on. So in this chat time, you know, Amy and I are ready.
Yes.
It's still daytime for us.
It's still light out, but it is a Friday night. It's a Friday late afternoon.
True. But we're still on coffee time.
Yes.
So I have my single tall sugar-free latte with soy. And Amy, what do you got in yours?
I love toffee nut. So I love a soy latte, but I don't do all the foam and stuff like that because I feel like it's like half full when you get the cup.
It's true. Let's just get down to it. We want more coffee.
That's right.
So why don't you guys cheer, like, you know, pour yourself what you want. Hey, no judgment here either.
That's right.
So if you want wine
or a
cocktail.
Vodka cranberry with a splash of lime.
Yummy. So get that drink and then come back and let's get down to it.
Absolutely. Okay, so cheers to that. Now let's break down this lawsuit for our listeners. Essentially, it's all about who foots the bill for a buyer's agent commission. Traditionally, it's been the seller. But things have been changing, stirring up some debate in the industry.
That's right. This lawsuit is about who pays the fee for the real estate agent. You know, it's basically, here's the overview. It's helping a buyer find a home. Traditionally, it's been the seller. And the seller's been paying that commission, that compensation for the buyer's agent. But some changes have led to debates about who should truly cover this cost.
I know. This lawsuit sounds really daunting and is scaring people.
Yeah.
I've had so many conversations, you know, casually and professionally with clients about this topic because it's all over the news and it's like scary and overwhelming. It's like, what does that mean? What does that mean for me as a buyer? What does it mean for the sellers? And so I think we really should kind of have an understanding of why this lawsuit came around.
Absolutely. You know, this has truly been going on for a couple of years, but now with NAR agreeing to, you know, they
settled.
Yeah.
Yeah. They lost the lawsuit. National Association of Realtors is NAR.
Right.
And they were sued by home sellers,
yeah,
who felt that they didn't have a choice.
Yes.
They didn't have a choice on paying both their real estate agent and the buyer's real estate agent commissions. It was just how it was.
Right. So for transparency, some of these changes had to be made.
Yes. Yes. And it's, and you know,
it's about evolution of our industry.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it sounds daunting, but it really is just essentially to let everybody know what's going on. Because for years, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is just how I put it in my own head, if that makes sense. But basically, for the buyer's agent, yes, the seller's been typically paying for that representation for the buyer because the buyer has to come up with their down payment,
their closing costs,
all that big chunk of money. So the seller, to attract more buyers, to widen their buyer pool, offers this the buyer's representation commission.
Right.
It's basically still built into the purchase price, correct?
Absolutely.
So the buyer's paying it. It's just they're paying it through the purchase price, and then the seller turns around and
they get they credit it from their net. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what was happening. So in full transparency, who is really paying it? Well, my opinion, is that the buyer was. But, you know, the thing is that there wasn't that communication. And that's the biggest part.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, you know, that's a crucial point. So let's really talk about the importance of what's called a buyer's agency agreement, because that's the reality. Buyers are going to be, you know, talking to their agents, and their agents are going to be talking to them about signing an agreement. What's that about?
Right. So with this agreement, I'm...
You're a big fan.
You know, I really am, because I feel like this, it's opening the door for this communication that we should have been having, mm-hmm. right? This full transparency. And it's a better understanding for the buyer of really playing this all out, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen.
How it really works. Yeah.
So, and you know, the listing agent, when they represent the seller and the listing agent already had a contract. They would break it down what the seller's costs were, what the listing agent's compensation is. And so why not? You know, the buyer's agency agreement's been around for a long time, but now as of January 1st, it's become in Washington State, the law.
I mean, law.
Yeah, we have to have it signed by the buyer now. And I think it's really great, because it actually just points out, it opens the door for that communication that we should have been having. Hey, buyer, this is what my compensation is to do all those things that I'm already doing for you, protecting your entrance,
entrance into the home.
And yeah, well, we're helping open those doors.
Yeah.
But we're also protecting your interests.
That's right.
And we're negotiating for you, and we're doing all these things for you. And it just was swept under the rug of who was paying for us,
yeah.
and that we actually did have a compensation, a commission.
Right.
That we were entitled to. So now the agreement has us break that down for them. This is truly, Mr. Buyer, what I am being paid to support you.
Okay.
To protect your interest.
So let's say Ms. Buyer is interviewing you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming you bring up this agreement in your buyer's consultation.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so kind of go over with me a general understanding, because typically, isn't it 3-3? So if the seller pays 6% commission, historically, on average, it was being split 50-50 between the listing and buyers-ish.
Yeah. On average, it was 3% for the listing agent, 3% for the buyer's agent.
Okay.
So let's just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Let's say that our fee is 3%, and that's what we write on the buyer's agency agreement. Now, we can, because it's between 2.5 and 3 is really what's kind of happening in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
I do 3%, but there are some buyer's agents that do 2.5. Okay. So if we say 3%, now let's say though the seller, remember they're still signing a listing agreement with the listing agent. If they agree to pay 3%, then it's all good.
Yep.
We've told on the buyer's agency agreement seller that there are compensations 3%. The seller's agreed for a certain listing that they'll pay it. Then we just put it in the contract. So the first page of the purchase and sale agreement, there's a section now where we have to say our compensation as the buyer's agent is 3%, but you have to put as listed. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was listed as 2.5%, then, and we have on the buyer's agency agreement that it's 3%, now there's a half difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what happens. In the buyer's agency agreement, we have to break that down for the buyer as well.
And this is all up front before they even find a home.
Absolutely. It's up front with the listing agent, the seller's going to pay. That's because it's in the listing agreement. So when that home goes on the market,
we already know
what the seller's going to pay, or if the seller's going to pay anything.
Okay.
Okay. Then the buyer, we have a buyer's consult with them. We have them sign this buyer's agency agreement before we show them the home. And so they know this too. So again, so if we've said on our agreement to the buyer that we're entitled to 3%. Mm-hmm. Seller's only willing to pay 2.5.
Right.
So in the listing, there's a 0.5% difference.
Who pays that?
Okay. So what can happen is there's options.
Oh.
The buyer's agent can say, listen, if this happens, I'm okay with 2.5. We're all good. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the buyer's agent can also say, I have a difference of 0.5%. So you're going to pay that difference.
Oh.
Okay. Now, there's also what if, okay, because this gets really crazy, but it's all in transparency.
Right.
What if we say on our buyer's agency agreement to the buyer, we only expect a compensation of 2.5%.
Okay.
Now, the listing says seller's going to pay 3%.
Ooh.
There's a 0.5% there. Where does that money go?
Yeah. Who sellers gets
already
the half?
Agreeing to pay it. So now what we have to do is on the buyer's agency agreement, we break that down as well. That 0.5% can either go to the buyer's agent's broker, the broker agency, or it can be paid to the buyer's agent.
Okay.
Okay.
Like just like a bonus.
Yeah. No sense. Yeah. So, or it can credit to the buyer, but we have to break it down and we have to tell where that money goes.
Okay. So it's all spelled out.
It is.
Before they even go house shopping, before they find the home.
Yes.
You educate them about the different options of what happens in those different scenarios.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, the other thing is that on the buyer's agency agreement, so there are sellers have the right to say, I'm not paying for this.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of this is about.
Right.
And so we have to have that communication with our buyer now.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay. So what we need to let them know though, is there are some listings where there's no compensation. There's some builders that are doing that right now. Okay. And then there's some sellers. When that happens, we have 2.5% or 3% that's already on the buyer's agency agreement. Who's going to pay it? Well, it's either the buyer's going to pay it. We could try to negotiate with the seller, but they've already said they're not going to, but we could try, or we could bump up the price and negotiate on our offer to bump up the price to cover it. Cause that's kind of what's been happening. But there's another thing.
Okay. What?
Okay. Cause the other thing is though, is that the buyer could opt out to looking at homes where the listing says there's no compensation to pay their buyer's agent.
Because if they don't have the funds, you don't want to look at a home. That's just like, you don't want to look at an $800,000 home if you only qualify up to $600,000.
Right. You're breaking your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not being realistic. So there's the thing. A buyer's agent has to show you everything that's on the market unless the buyer opts out of looking at those ones when they can't afford to pay the compensation and they need the seller to be paying it. Okay.
I think that's really clear.
It's all transparent.
You know, I mean, we're talking about all this legal stuff, but I think it's really important that we emphasize that the fact that this lawsuit isn't cause for an alarm.
That's right.
It's just kind of, I don't know, how would you put it?
It's evolution.
That's right. It's of evolution. Our industry.
And, you know, and I'd mentioned this already, but I want to say it again because I feel it's really important. It opens the door for the communication for things that were really swept under the rug. Okay. Buyer's agents have always been paid. Who's paying for it? And so it's really great that we can have that communication openly now. And buyers expect and want to know. They want that full transparency. So we're doing it. And it's really just providing a better understanding for the buyer, for the seller, for all parties.
I think that's awesome. I think it's nothing to lose sleep over. Correct. It's actually to sleep better. And, you know, I think that's good for all of us.
Right. And, you know, with wrapping up today's episode, we want to encourage our listeners to stay informed about developments in the real estate world and to remember that we're here to guide them through every step of the home ownership journey.
Absolutely. So until our next episode, everybody, cheers to home ownership.
Cheers, guys.